Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we will be looking at what Dr. Luke has to say about lymphomas. Chido was 25 years old and was finishing up a master's degree at a local university. She and her boyfriend had finally decided to get engaged and next month were going to announce their engagement. First, they were going to talk with their parents and then make the announcement. They were both so excited. The next day, while getting dressed, Chido noticed a painless lump on her neck. She did not feel any other lumps but this one. It clearly did not hurt. She did not have a cold or sore throat and in fact felt quite good. That morning, she had actually gone out and ran a little bit and felt fine while running. She called her boyfriend and he advised her to go to the local hospital to have this evaluated. Chido saw a doctor that day. The doctor listened to her story and then did an examination. Then the doctor recommended that Chido have blood tests and that the nodule or lump in her neck be removed to see what it was. He told her that it was probably a lymph node, and until they removed it and found out what it was, then they could not know if it was cancer or not. Chido agreed to both of these things. The surgery to remove the lump in her neck was scheduled for the following week. The next week, Chido had an operation, which only took 20 minutes or so, and then the lump was removed from her neck. The lump or lymph node was taken to the laboratory to be examined by another doctor. The result came back in a day or two to Chido's doctor. He was told that the lump was a kind of cancer called a lymphoma. Chido was stunned. Immediately, thoughts started racing through her mind. Here she was going to graduate from getting her master's degree and then announce her engagement, but she was now diagnosed with this cancer. What difference did a master's degree make? Why even get married? She thought she would die soon. The doctor calmed her down and comforted her. The doctor started by telling her what a lymphoma is. He told her it is a type of cancer which affects the lymph nodes of the body. He told Chido that there are basically two different types of lymphomas, one which all patients can be cured if caught early, called Hodgkin's, and one which all patients cannot be cured if not caught early. The doctor told her that they only found one lymph node and that they needed to do other tests to see if the cancer had spread through her body. Her type of lymphoma was the one which all patients could be cured if caught early, or Hodgkin's. If the other tests done were normal, then there was a very good chance that Chido could be cured of her cancer. This really gave her relief. She also asked some other types of questions. Why didn't she have more or other symptoms? The doctor told her that many patients only have what she has, that is, one painless lump, and often only in their neck. Some can have lumps under their arms, but these are the main two areas people have painless lumps. Some people do have fever, night sweats, itching skin, and/or fatigue, with and without painless lumps present in the neck and under the arms. The type of lymphoma which can be cured, or Hodgkin's lymphoma, occurs in people in their 20s and 50s, while the other type occurs in most age groups from their 20s and up. The other tests for Chido were done the week after, and they only showed that she had very limited disease and that she should be able to be cured of her lymphoma or cancer. She was so relieved. This whole ordeal of the past 2 to 3 weeks had left a large strain on her and her boyfriend's relationship. They both were still committed to getting married, but they both had a lot of questions. How could they deal with these questions? Both of them recalled that a friend had talked to them about a marriage conference they had gone to in a neighboring city. This friend had told them that this conference had helped he and his wife through a hard time in their marriage. They called this friend and met with him the next week. He told them that the basis of this conference was the person of Jesus Christ, and the material came from the Bible. The friend told Chido and her boyfriend that having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ had transformed his marriage. They had found out about how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ at the marriage conference. Jesus Christ had given them meaning and purpose, which he and his wife had never had before. He told them of a verse in the book called Romans, written about 65 AD to the people in Rome by a man named Paul. The verse said the following: "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5:1. This friend told them that they had peace with God, and as a result, they also had peace within themselves and peace with his wife. Their marriage had been totally transformed. Chido and her boyfriend were very interested and wanted to know more about how to have this peace, because at this point in their lives, they really needed this type of peace. The friend showed them another verse written by the man called Paul. This verse states, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:6-7. This was just what Chido and her boyfriend needed. How could they have this peace? Their friend told them that through knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that they could have this peace. He told them that they must first come to understand that they are separated from God, that until they are reunited with God through the person of Jesus Christ, they cannot have peace with God or anyone else for that matter. This they must understand first. He showed them a place in the Bible which said, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." Ephesians 2:8-9. Basically, we were dead because of our sins. That is, the things which go against what God wants us to do. We cannot follow the spirit of this world and the ways of God at the same time. This same passage went on to say, "All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath." Ephesians 2:3. Chido's friend showed them that everyone had strayed and followed their own sinful nature and gratifying their own selfish desires. The result is that we were the objects of God's wrath because we have done against what he wanted for us. This made Chido feel like what she did when the doctor told her she had cancer, that is, hopelessness. However, her friend went on to tell her that there was good news from the same place in the Bible, which had told of the bad news. It said the following: "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Ephesians 2:4-9. Chido and her boyfriend were so glad to hear such good news. Even when we had done the wrong things and were separated from God because of what we had done, God showed us a great love and made us alive with Christ. Then he raised us up and seated us with Jesus Christ, This is and was a great promise. Receiving this gift is also very easy. It is a gift from God, and all we need to do is receive it by faith. Before we finish the story of Chido and her boyfriend, we need to go back and finish the treatment story of Chido. What is the treatment of lymphoma? Again, it depends on the type of lymphoma and how advanced the cancer is. If it is localized, then the treatment is radiation. If it is the kind of cancer which Chido had, then the treatment will give a cure in most cases. The other type does not give a cure in most cases. Only in about 50% of cases, that is, if the lymphoma or cancer is very localized in the body or not spread. However, if the disease is very advanced and spread over many parts of the body at presentation, then the prognosis is not very good for any type of lymphoma. Chido was a very fortunate patient. She was also wise in that the first time she felt the node in her neck, she went to the doctor. Had she waited, the cancer could have spread widely through her body and her treatment could not have been able to cure her, but only to make her live a few years longer. Thus, it is important for any patient with a painless node in their neck or anywhere in their body to go see the doctor. It may be nothing, but it could be a cancer in its early stages. Chido had radiation therapy, which cured the lymphoma in her neck. The doctor told her that there was very little chance of the lymphoma ever returning in her lifetime. She should be cured. Chido was very relieved that she was cured of this physical problem. She was also glad that her emotional and spiritual sickness were receiving treatment as well. She listened more and more to her friend about the peace she can have through Jesus Christ. Her friend asked her and her boyfriend if they wanted to have this peace through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They said that they did want this peace through Jesus Christ. Here is how Chido's friend explained how to have this peace. The friend showed them the following verse. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with the mouth that you confess and are saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10. All you need to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of the universe, and that because he died for your sins on the cross, he is Lord of your life. Then believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. If you do these two things, you will be saved. It was that simple. Nothing more and nothing less needed to be done. Chido and her boyfriend prayed the following prayer with their friend. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have done wrong before you and that I have sinned. I believe that you are the Lord of the world and of my life and have died for me on the cross to save me from my sins. I also believe that after you died on the cross for my sins, you arose from the grave to show your power over sin and death. After praying this prayer, Chido and her boyfriend had a great peace. You too can have this peace by praying this prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.